What's up, everybody? This is your host, Rosie, the Haitian Mama, and you're listening to Season 3 of Mama Life, a show about the ups and downs of motherhood. If you're a new listener, welcome, and thank you so much for tuning in. For my returning listeners, thank you for sticking with me on this journey. Now, let's get on with the show. What's up, you guys? Welcome to another exciting episode of Mama Life. All right, y'all. So my kids are officially in school. Yes, all three of them. All three of them. So last year, my three-year-old didn't go to school. And now this year, he is in school. He started pre-K. I'm so excited about that. So, I've been asked this question so many times that I have to talk about it. Like, so many people has asked me, okay, so all three of your kids are gone. Now what? What are you going to do with yourself? Oh, my God. The answer to this question is, I don't know. I'm still figuring it out. Like, it's so new to me because I've been a stay-at-home mom for, like, forever. For, like, years. Okay? Ever since my middle child was born, I have stayed home. And I try to go back to work. But my third child was born. So, I had to stay home for that also. So, it's, like, more than 5 years I have been at home with them. I have been at home. So, with all of the kids gone, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, people have been asking me that. Like, what are you doing with your day? What are you doing? I don't know. It's different. I can't describe it. It's different. It's a different feeling. Like, the house is empty. It echoes. Nobody's there asking me for snacks. Nobody's interrupting this show. Like, normally, all my kids will come and find me. Or normally, if I'm home with the three-year-old, he'll be calling me. He'll be crying for food. He'll be telling me that he's hungry. It's new. And yes, I'm going to get used to it. The thing about it is, I was thinking about going back to work. But, you know, I'm in therapy. For those of you who listen to the show, like, who listen to me religiously, y'all know that I started therapy because I had a mental breakdown and I was like, I need somebody to talk to. Moms, it's important to always have somebody to talk to. It's always important to have that support system. And for me, it is therapy and I absolutely love it. And so I talked to my therapist about it because I was like, you know what? All of my kids are going to school this year. And she was like, so what are you going to do? So I told her, I was like, maybe I could go back to work. You know, I'm going to apply for some jobs. I work part-time. And then she was like, hold up, pump your brakes. You're not quite ready yet because you still have to find that time for yourself. Seriously, when the three-year-old was home, I tried to do the whole self-care thing. I did it sporadically, like every Sunday. And I did try to do it on a weekend. I tried to do it on a weekday. But now that everybody's gone, it's my time. It is my time to get that little self-care that I have been craving. That self-care that my therapist has been talking about. So, no, I am not going back to work yet. I am finding myself going to lunch with myself. Yes, like the other day, I went to get my nails done by myself and I had lunch afterwards. It felt good. So that's what my therapist is talking about. Like, you have to find a balance so you could take some time for yourself. She said, don't jump right out and go to work. Even though, okay, that's what you're supposed to do. Or the kids are back in school. But society, yeah, that's what society says you're supposed to do. Like, when all the kids are back in school, what are you going to do at home? That's what everybody's been asking me. What are you going to do at home? What are you doing? Are you going back to work? Like, what are you doing sitting at home? There's no kids at home. So, what else is there to do? Well, my therapist was like, you know what? do you, you know, go to the movies by yourself, go out to lunch by yourself, take yourself out, make yourself a priority. So that's what I've been doing for myself. I have been making myself a priority. So I got my nails done. Like this weekend, I might go see a movie. Next week, I might go walking. I started jogging. Y'all know I was out of breath because it's my first time jogging. I started jogging because I'm by myself. So day by day, I'm going to think of new stuff to do with myself. I might just sit out back, try to read an audiobook. I am loving myself. That is what I'm doing. That is what I'm doing when the kids are in school. I am taking that time. I'm loving myself. I'm breathing because once the kids are back, because they're not gone long, because my little ones get out at 1:30. So that means I'm at home from 8 to 1, 8 to 12, because I go pick them up at 12. 8 to 12, I'm at home. So it's like 8, like 4 or 5 hours. So, with that time, I'm going to take time for myself. I'm going to incorporate self-care back into my life. Because moms, I feel that so many mothers lose themselves in this motherhood journey. Like, I feel like a lot of moms lose themselves when they become a mom. They pour all of their energy into their kids and they forget about themselves. And yes, I am that mom. I am that mom that, you know, lost myself. I lost myself. Like, I don't even, you know, do for myself first. Like, I do for my kids, take food out for my kids first, and then I feed myself. Like, I'm doing for everybody first, and I'm never doing for myself. Like, I'm pouring into everybody's cup, but I'm not pouring for myself. So when the kids are in school, it's time to pour into my own cup, time to do my self-care thing, time to know myself all over again, do the things I love, find out what I love, because that is what I'm doing. Like, I had no idea I loved dancing until I started it. I had no idea I enjoyed that. I had no idea that I enjoyed gardening until I started gardening, until my therapist was like, Do something so you can find out what you love. Because if you don't, like, when the kids go away to college, you're gonna be stuck in the house wondering what you like to do, try to go meet people, which, you know, I haven't, because I'm bad at that, y'all. I'm bad at meeting people. I don't know. It's probably social anxiety. It's probably because I'm a Sagittarius and we're not really people person. Like, we love people, like I've said before, but we're not people person. So yeah, so when everybody found out that all three of my boys are like in school, they're like, what are you doing with you? It's different. Like, I cannot, it's different, y'all. It's different because I'm like, now I'm by myself. I don't have anybody around me. It's quiet, okay? The silence alone is killing me. It is so quiet. Moms, can y'all relate? Are all of your kids in school? Can y'all relate to this episode? Like, it is so different. I cannot describe the feeling, but it's different. Because being a stay-at-home mom, I'm used to, like, running around, trying to get everybody ready, trying to get activities for everybody. But now they're in school, there's nobody to get activities for. So what am I doing? For those of y'all that want to know, I am focusing on myself. Because, you know, my therapist says it's important to focus on yourself. Like, she was like, take a couple of months before you go back to work. Because now it's about you. Because we lose ourselves in motherhood. Now it's about you to find yourself. Find out what you like. Find out what you want. Find out what you like to do. Take time alone. Go to the movies alone. Go do your nails. Eat by yourself. Do something by yourself. So moms, yes, that is what I'm doing when the kids are in school. I'm also working out. Yes, I'm going to do stuff around the house. Yes, I'm going to make sure the house is clean. But most importantly, I'm going to make sure that my cup is full. I'm gonna make sure that my cup is full. So yes, there's plenty for me to do, but I haven't thought of anything yet. So yesterday, I finally pushed myself to go do my nails, okay? At first, I didn't want to do it. I was like, oh my God, like I have to pick up the kids. But listen, it's me again trying to keep myself from doing something because of the kids. It's me trying to put the kids first. Like, okay, I have to pick up the kids. I can't do my nails because I run late. But then my mom talked me out of it. She was like, you have time to go enjoy, do your nails, and then pick the kids up. And you know what? I went, okay? The nail place opened at 10 o'clock, and I was out by 12. And I had to go pick the kids up at 12:40. Had time to pick up a little lunch for me and the hubby. I got home. We ate the lunch together. And then I went to get the kids. Oh my God. I did that. I pushed myself to go out there. And every single day, I'm going to push myself to do something new. Because yes, that is what I'm doing. I'm trying to fill my cup. So those of y'all that want to know, okay, the kids are gone. What now? I'm focusing on myself, okay? I'm finding myself. I am finding myself in this hood called motherhood. And I am loving myself, okay? I am doing some self-care. I'm going out. I'm enjoying myself. It's not me being selfish. It's me filling my cup because I've been filling everybody else's cup. So, moms, you are not selfish if you want to take some time for yourself. If your kids are all gone, if your kids are all in of school age and they're gone and you're a stay-at-home mom, go out. Go get your nails done. Go do something. Go read a book. Sit outside and relax. Take it all in before they come home. Because these kids will come home and drive you crazy. And yes, I've picked my 3 and 4-year-old up because they get out first. And of course, they come in the car rowdy. They're jumping around like crazy. They're on full energy mode. So before everything gets like hectic, I take time for myself. I know that, okay, I already went and got my nails done. My nails are on fleek. I already, you know, took a walk. I already went on a jog. So I know that I fill my cup for the day. And whatever they're doing doesn't bother me. Whatever they're doing doesn't bother me. Because at the end of the day, I cannot complain that, okay, I don't have enough time for myself. No, yes, you did. Because all of your kids are in school. All of your kids are in school. Like, what are you doing? You can take that time for yourself. Like, the housework, the cooking, that could wait. Like, seriously, I don't cook early. Like, that could wait. Okay, I start at 3. At the most, I start cooking at 3. I put the laundry on. As a matter of fact, y'all, while I'm talking, my laundry is done. Like, all I have to do is put it in the dryer. But you know what I did? I went for a jog. Baby, the clothes could wait. Like, fill your cup. The clothes could wait. The cleaning could wait. I know the kids are out and you have to make sure that the house is clean. But baby, there's always tomorrow. There's always tomorrow. Things could wait. If you want to fill your cup. Make sure that you do everything for you while the kids are in school. So when they come home, you won't be complaining that you ain't have enough time for yourself. Because the truth is, you didn't make that time. That's what I realized. I realized that I didn't make that time. But I also realized that I had no room to make that time. But now I have the room. I have the luxury of making that time. Because before, I was going to be like, okay, I'm going to apply for some jobs. I'm going to be so excited. But now I'm like, hold on, let me take a step back. Because I have to know my routine before I could apply for a job. Because getting these kids ready in the morning to go to school, it's a whole routine. It's a whole routine. I have to know when I have to wake up. I have to know how I have to get them ready. Because if I wake up late, I'm going to be late for bringing them. And if I have a job while I'm doing that, I'm going to be late to the job. So before I run and get a job, I have to make sure that I have my routine. Okay? I have to make sure that everything's good. So, yes, y'all. So it's a struggle. So what am I doing? I am filling my cup, y'all. That is what I'm doing. That is what I'm going to do. I'm filling my cup. What now? That is what I'm doing. I'm filling my cup, okay? Rose is taking time for self-care. That is what I'm doing. Yes, and to my mamas, like, it's important. Like, taking time for yourself is very important. If your kids are in daycare and you're at home waiting to pick them up, go take some time for yourself. Go do something. Read an audiobook. Go take a walk by yourself. Enjoy the time that you get without the kids, okay? Like, that's what I'm doing. All three of them are in school. No, I'm not gonna run to a job already, because the truth is, like, I was just going part-time. Do I need it? Maybe not. I love working with people. That's my only reason. I love working with people. I was a medical assistant. I loved it. I love the people. Honestly, when I say I don't do a job for the money, everybody's always shocked. Like, oh my God, you don't do it for the money? Like, I'm not that person. I don't do it for the money. It really doesn't matter to me. I do it because I love people. And when you do something because you love people and you don't do something for a paycheck, I think you do the job better. So that is what I'm doing when the kids are in school. I am enjoying myself. I'm like running. I'm getting my nails done. I'm going to a movie. Yes, I'm going to do everything I can to fill my cup. So when I talk to my therapist, I could tell her what I do, okay? Because she's always asking, did you go out? Did you do this? Did you do that? You have to go out. You have to do this. You have to make sure you do that. Like, she's always trying to get me to do some self-care thing. So, yes, that is what I'm doing when the kids are in school. So, yeah, y'all. All right. And with that, I am out. Time for the inspirational quote of the day. Let's get inspired. And today's inspirational quote is, put yourself at the top of your to-do list every day, and everything else shall fall into place. Think about this, especially for moms. Remember, you are a priority. It's story time. You ready for this? Oh my God, my kids are obsessed with doing magic tricks. Why? Because my husband likes doing magic tricks around them. So now my three-year-old thinks if you throw a coin up in the air, that means it disappears. Like, I'm glad he's only doing that, because before he was trying to put the coin in his ears. Like, actually put it in his ears. Because my husband proceeds to take the coin from behind his ears. So he thinks that's what he's doing, putting it inside his ears. Oh my God, kids are so funny. Kids are so funny. So yeah, that's my story. My kids are obsessed with magic tricks. Thank you so much for listening to season 3 of Mama Life. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to support this podcast, please share it with others. Don't keep it to yourself. And wherever you're listening, please remember to rate, subscribe, and leave a review. And to catch all the latest from me, please follow me on Instagram at MamaLifePlus3 and catch me on YouTube at MamaLifePlus3, Life of Moms. And as always, take care of each other and most importantly, take care of them kids.